Welcome everybody, this is welcome to the show. This is WMFO Medford.
What it do, ladies and gentlemen? It's live from Super Bowl event Medford.
This is your boy Juan Titonini, and this is the name of the show. Hell yeah. Today we're having a oldies type of show. Yeah. So if you guys have any suggestions, just call us. I don't know what the number is, but oh, right there. 855-915-WMFO. Yeah, enjoy some Michael Jackson. We'll be back later.
Here, we were thinking about names for the show. We ended up with
chicken tenders and macaroni and one cheese. I think it's a pretty good pun.
Yeah.
But the first thing we were thinking about was something along the line of one of the greatest songs of all time, Benny and the Jets.
Yeah. What was it? What was the name?
Benny and the Watch.
Oh yeah, right.
We couldn't figure anything out that would sound.
We couldn't
good.
Fit it into the name of the song. It was a good idea though. Because Benny, you know.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense. But anyways.
So speaking of Benny and the Jets.
Speaking of Benny and the Jets, why don't we just hop right in?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey!
You ever seen Reservoir Dogs?
Me?
Yeah.
Who else? I haven't.
No?
No.
You never seen this scene with this song?
No, but...
Oh, it's wild.
Let's say I watched it.
Say you watched it. Crazy scene. The music contrasted with the brutal murder. You never seen this?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
It's Tarantino, man. It's great. It's great. Anyway. Great song.
Out of 10. Out of wait. Out of 10. How?
Out of 10, this is a 9.5.
The song or the movie?
The song.
What about the movie?
The movie's pretty damn good. I don't know how I'd rank it. Pretty damn good.
Alright.
Probably not my favorite Tarantino.
Would you recommend it for listeners?
Well, listeners, if you deal alright with some boy stuff, hell yeah, you better watch this movie.
Alright.
You get to hear a great banger like this. So.
Yeah, here it is. Stuck in the Middle. Bye.
Stuck in the Middle with you. Steal is you.
All right.
Let's get it going.
Enjoy. So what song was that?
Well, that was Band on the Run by Wings. And you might know Wings from Sir Paul McCartney.
Who's that?
Sir Paul McCartney? Well, he was dubbed a Sir by the Queen of England and a former member of the Beatles, a small band from England. You ever heard of them?
The Beatles?
The Beatles, yeah.
From Liverpool?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those guys. They did all right for themselves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they went their separate ways. Things happen.
So, I also heard his ex-wife, Linda McCartney, was in the Wings. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, I think you're right. I think I've heard that, but, you know, it wasn't on the top of my mind.
Hey, huh. It's an interesting fact.
Interesting. A little couple band. I'm sure they had more people in there.
Yeah.
It must have been like
yeah,
four.
Yeah, it was a big band.
They did all right for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to break off. John did pretty well.
Who do you think was
George did pretty damn well, too, actually. And Ringo. Ringo is Ringo.
Ringo. What do you think did best out of the four Beatles, in your opinion?
It's tough. I mean, John Lennon did Imagine after the Beatles, which is like
that is true.
Pretty crazy.
But what else did he... No, he did a couple.
He did a couple. I can't really think of any other bangers. I feel like I listen to more individual George Harrison songs than I do Paul McCartney, like Wings or whatever.
Yeah.
Paul came out with an album a couple years ago. Pretty good.
Which one?
Pretty good. I don't know what it was called.
The one with the covers of McCartney 2 or something?
Nah, it wasn't covers. It was, I don't know. There was one song called Fuh, F-U-H-U, and it was pretty good. I don't know. Also, he did one of the like most random collabs I've ever heard. 4 or 5 seconds.
With Kanye.
Paul McCartney, Kanye West, Rihanna. What the hell is going on here? Really good, though. Oh, do you know this guy, Dominic Fike?
Yeah. Okay, Kiss of Venus, right?
Yeah, so good. Yeah. Sounds exactly like Paul,
did you
but
know,
he got Dominic.
Right. We gotta fact check this, but apparently that's not the original one. I think he wrote Kiss of Venus like a while ago.
Bro, if you look up... Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know. We gotta fact check
Paul wrote it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
A long time ago? Interesting. If you look up Paul McCartney, his most listened to song is 4 or 5 seconds. It has over 800 million streams.
Kanye and Rihanna and Paul McCartney.
It's crazy though, man. Oh, here's a banger. Ever heard of Queen?
Yeah. What's this? Huh?
This is Under Pressure.
Under Pressure. And are you feeling under pressure?
A little bit. You know, school is school. Yeah. You got stuff going on. Pressure is pressure. But incredible collab here from Queen, one of my all-time favorite bands, and of course the legend David Bowie. Doesn't get much better.
Yeah.
Funny how they took this and then Vanilla Ice turned it into Ice Ice Baby.
Hey, it's a pretty, it's a banger. Ice Ice Baby.
It is a banger.
He's
it
from Miami. Respect.
Oh, he is? No way.
I'm pretty sure he's from Miami.
Ah, that's hilarious. It's like Pitbull before Pitbull.
Yeah. All right, this is
Under Pressure.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
And I was just so moved. I wanted to call and congratulate you guys, you know. Okay. I can't hear you, but love you guys. Bye.
Wait.
Okay, I'm waiting.
All right. We finally figured out the phone thing. Introduce us, hopefully.
Turn the music down.
Yeah, my bad.
Hello?
Hello!
Welcome to the
show.
Hello!
Thank you.
Introduce
yourself. Thank you.
Who are we speaking to? Can they hear?
No.
Can you hear us?
Ramona.
Ramona, that's my favorite name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can name your kids after me.
Hey.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
Do you want to name our kids after
me? Ramona, my daughter Ramona, and my son Ramon. And they're the Ramones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Ramones.
Mm-hmm. Ramona, Ramon.
It's pretty good.
How's your day going?
Pretty good, you know. Highlight of my day, your guys' show.
Yeah.
Pretty.
That means a lot.
Anything you want to hear on this fine Wednesday afternoon?
Maybe a Vanilla Ice song. Maybe.
Oh, you want some of the Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
I guess it's got to come up.
So, Ice Ice Baby?
Yeah, perhaps. That is my favorite one, eh? All
right.
I mean, what else has Vanilla Ice done?
Sure.
Hey, you know what to put, man.
It's coming.
All right, well, we'll put it right now.
All right.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Show.
Thanks for calling
Have
in.
Have a nice show,
We
guys.
Love you. We love you.
Bye.
Let's kick it.
Vanilla Ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. You know all the words to this?
What?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
I know the lyrics, but I can't sing it like as well as you.
Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know.
Turn off the lights, huh? So in the video clip, in the music video, he has a UM shirt. That's how I know he's from Miami.
Where'd it go?
Yeah.
Where'd it be astute to stupid observations?
Yeah. Alright. Since when do you know this song?
What do you mean? I was born in the 2000s. Yeah, of course I know this song.
I know this song since I was a kid. Like.
Dude, do you ever see he's been in some movies. Did you ever see that Sandler movie? That's My Boy?
Maybe.
With Sandler's a dad and he has a kid
when he's
like 15. Yeah. And it's Andy Samberg. And he's boys with Vanilla Ice. And they go on a bender in the movie. It's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
I would recommend That's My Boy, Adam Sandler.
Classic
slaps.
Adam
Sandler. Ice.
Alright, let's do the rest of the song. On standby, waving high. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on, bustling to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next stop. The block was dead, yo, so I continued to A1A, Beachfront Avenue. Girls were hot, women less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with a nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill cause it's full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jackers jack. Release on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, confronted all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby. On the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound, enough to shake and kick holes in the ground. My style's like a chemical spill. These are rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted and formed, there's a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. Shape plays on a fade, slides like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic when I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby.
Hope you guys enjoyed that absolute banger by Vanilla Ice.
Thank you, Ramona.
Thank you to Ramona, my favorite listener. We're going to switch it up a little bit here to a small band that you might have heard of, the Rolling Stones.
Pretty small. What's the singer's name?
Mickey Jaeger?
Oh, Jaegermeister.
You think it was named after Mickey Mouse?
Maybe.
And Jaegermeister?
Maybe.
Interesting.
That would be a cool name.
Mick Jagger, man. Good dude. Good dude. Really knows how to rock the stage.
Yeah.
They really know how to put a damn good performance. You know, they're still touring. They're in their 80s.
Yeah, I know.
They're still going. Dude is still up on stage just rocking around. It's crazy.
I went to watch them last year. Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should bring them on the show. Yeah. You think we can get them in? Hey, listeners, we'll if any of you know Mick Jagger,
you know what to do.
Tell me, come on.
Yeah.
You know, give us a ring or put our number through to Mr. Mick and, you know.
That's 855-915-WMFO.
Once again, that's 855. What was it?
It's right there.
That's 855-915-WMFO.
And our Skype is WMFO-DJ. I don't know how we'll...
Yes, would love to be Skyped. Haven't Skyped in maybe 8 years, but, you know. Skype has really died off. Now that we got Zoom and FaceTime, who uses Skype?
And Microsoft Teams.
Ah, Microsoft Teams, of course. Gotta, you know, shout out the gang. Microsoft Teams, pretty good.
All right, let's let them listen to this.
Listen to this incredible song. Once again, that's Beast of Burden by the Rolling Stones.
Whose birthday is tomorrow?
Whose birthday?
My sister.
And no
Maya,
way.
And Maya's too, but...
Oh, Maria and Maya.
You want to sing happy birthday to them?
I don't know. What do you say?
I don't know. Shall we? All right, I'll flip a coin.
Flip a coin.
Heads, yes. Tails, no.
All right.
Heads.
Sure. It was heads.
All right. Where's the song? We're putting... So we're dedicating this song to them.
This one is for Maria. Happiest of birthdays. What number is it?
Good old 20.
Oh, the big 20.
Just kidding, 19.
The big 19. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Maya, 21.
Wow.
Yeah, some big birthday
wow.
time.
Y'all getting old out there, man.
Alright. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Maya Maria. Maria. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, huh?
Alright, enjoy this song.
Enjoy the song, dedicated to you.
Yeah.
What a song, what a song. Once again, let's wish a nice happy birthday to Maria and Maya.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna be cutting right into one of my all-time favorite songs.
Mine too.
You ever heard
and
about
Oliver's too.
Yeah, Oliver, wow. Special guest of the show, a special friend, if
yeah.
you will.
Special guest last show.
He was your last show, yeah. But long, long time ago, there was a certain day that the music died.
What happened?
Well, why don't you tell me?
Well, the day the music died is the day we lost three legends of rock and pop of the 50s.
Mr. Buddy Holly.
Mr. Buddy Holly, Chubby Checkers, and Richie Valens.
I believe it was a plane crash.
There was a plane crash. They were going to a concert, I'm pretty sure.
It's a shock around the world.
Devastating. It's the day the music died.
But to look on the bright side,
this banger was made.
We got this song out of it. That's American Pie, Don McLean. It's a long one. 8 minutes and 37 seconds. God knows how the network let him put that one out. But hey, can't complain when you come up with such a great song.
Yeah, it has a lot of references to music.
There it is. The day the music died.
So yeah, enjoy it. We'll throw some facts along the song.
Yeah, you know it's a long one. It goes up and down. It's, you know, it starts slow, progresses into a much quicker paced song.
Great. Until the end. Let's not spoil it though.
No, I don't want to give anything away. Well, enjoy American Pie.
Wait until the end. This will be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so,
how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. Off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye. Deepest apologies for that one. Got a call from, I guess, a friend of the show, but I guess not because he's intruding, Mr. Cole Mora.
Cole Mora?
Yeah, it was Mr. Cole, but I mean, obviously I'm not going to pick up during American Pie. Are you kidding me? Anyways, let's get back to it.
Yeah. Moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. Stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. No verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park. And we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye, Miss America. This'll be the day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime
girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Hell yeah! Great song, but in the interim, got a little public service announcement for you here.
Oh yeah, sorry, my bad. Alright, so this is the public service announcement.
Public service announcement for the next time you go to the river, huh? Because yeah. Who doesn't go to the river all the time?
Exactly. So, welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it's just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rain.
Sure looked like a lot of runoff, but anyways, I gotta get going. Let's catch up soon, though.
Sounds good. Hey, wait. You've gotta make sure you pick that up.
Really? No kids play in this part of the neighborhood. And it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of your water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you
by Mystic River Watershed Association.
Incorporated,
sure. Well, thanks for listening to our lovely PSA. Anyway.
What's the next song?
The next song, huh? So we've got 7 minutes left, and we figured we would fill it with another one of the all-time greats. Turned out to be a pretty long song, if I do say so myself, around 6 minutes. Here we go. You might have heard of it, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
little silhouette of a man's carambouche, carambouche, so they do the fandango. Thunderbolts and lightning,
very, very frightening me.
Mamma mia!
Galileo!
Mamma mia!
Galileo!
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can stop me and spit my eye? So you think you can love me and leave me to die?
Thank you for listening. WMFO Metford. What was the name of our show again?
It's been a great show, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Chicken Tenzers with Macaroni and Juan Cheese. We're your hosts, Ben Tenzer.
And Juan Chitognini. And what's up next?
The Voice Mobile.
The Voice Mobile.
The Voice Mobile. Let's go. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, everybody. Well, it's just a little bit before 3 by a couple of seconds. And the chicken tenders and the macaroni kishi, whatever it is. I like the name. It's very cute. All right. So let's see if I can get this now to main lug. And I need to stop this. Yes. Okay. So... All right. Well, hello, everybody, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day out there. So